Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 151. Hello, friends. Hope you're doing amazing. And I'm going to hop right into this episode in just a second. But first, definitely want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. It's still unreal to me just how many of you all listen. It's really insane. You listen to me rant and ramble and make stupid jokes every single week, and I couldn't be more grateful for that. And on that note, I do want to encourage you to do two quick things because I'm working on a couple of projects and I want to make sure you know about them when I release them. So those two things are simple. It's one, to make sure you're following me on Instagram at case.kenny. And two, that if you're not already subscribed to Pursuit, that you do that. Pursuit, PRSUIT.com. That's the twice weekly email that I write every week. I started that in 2015 and I still write to this day. It's all things mindfulness, all things self-development. It's where I write. It's where I house all my writing. So if you want even more me, you could check that out there. And between those two things, the email and Instagram, you know, where I bang out sick mirror selfies, I am going to be making some announcements soon in the next 2 months, going to be releasing a couple of projects, nothing crazy, but just some things I'm really passionate about. And I think you're probably interested in knowing about them if you're digging the podcast. So that's it. Just check that out. Instagram and Pursuit. Love you all. But for today, I'm going to hop into talking about something simple, of course, but it's something that I've been thinking a lot about lately. I've seen Mark Manson talk about this before. He's the amazing guy who wrote The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, in case you don't know who he is. So I was thinking about him the other day, and then I saw a post on Instagram about this the other day, and then I was randomly watching like travel videos on YouTube. Somehow I got in a YouTube black hole and I was watching travel videos. Classic me. And I kind of, between all those things, I put together this idea. I love kind of how life works like that sometimes. So I'll give you the quick clickbait headline here so you can see what I'm talking about, and then I'll dive into it. But the headline here is, I think we all need to take a chill pill. We need to stop being so desperate to be rich, better looking, satisfied, recognized, happy, all those things. And instead, we need to adopt a practice of slowing down for a second. This is called fika, and the Swedish people, they do this to great effect. And personally, in my life, I've found that the more I recognize this and the more I adopt a daily fika practice, literally the happier I am. And there's an interesting, psychological, sociological, biological, whatever reason behind this. And that's what I'm going to talk about in this episode. So I'll start here with what Mark Manson put me onto. And it's this idea from Alan Watts, who's a philosopher. And Alan calls this the backwards law. And it actually makes a lot of sense if you think about it. It's this idea that the more you pursue feeling better all the time, the less satisfied you actually become, as pursuing something only reinforces the fact that you lack that thing or that person or that emotion in the first place. And Mark gives the examples of, you know, the more you desperately want to be rich, for example, the more poor and unworthy you feel, regardless of how much money you make, or the more you want to be attractive and desired, like the uglier you come to see yourself, regardless of how you actually look, or the more you desperately want to be happy, the lonelier you feel, regardless of your friends and family or significant others. That's the idea here. And I heard this a long time ago, but I was reminded of this recently. Like, if you think of this idea, this backwards law, it actually makes sense. personally, I think the times that I don't feel like myself, the times where I feel like I'm lost or I'm falling behind, these are times when I'm in my head most, when I'm obsessing over some goal or some perception that I'm lacking something. Like personally, like success and money, like all that crap in my head all the time. I'm in my head all the time about that. Like I'll set goals, I'll write them down, and I'll just obsess over them. And I think that's definitely something you should do, write them down. But the more I allow myself to be consumed by those thoughts, the more I find myself desperately wanting more money, more success, more recognition. And as a result, just like the shittier I feel, the more lacking I feel. Even if I'm doing great, I'm making great money, my podcast is being read, listened to, and my writing is being read by literally millions each month, literally. And yet I'm feeling like I'm lacking things. So it really is backwards. And I think this extends into many areas of life, like health and fitness, you know, wanting to be jacked or wanting to be skinny or whatever you're going for, or just like general happiness, obsessing over wanting to be happy. Like I see this backwards law actually make sense, that the more you obsess over wanting something or wanting to improve something, an aspect of your life, the more you feel that currently you lack that thing or that feeling, even if it's not entirely true. And we effectively become blind to what we do have, to the moments that we do have. You know, as humans, we just get so in our heads. We can get so desperate to want certain things, to want certain improvements, that we become blind to what we currently have. And I think I've talked about this in the past, but like I see people do this kind of practice all the time. And you might know someone who's like this. They're like, man, you know, I'm not happy right now, but once I start working out and seeing improvement, like I'm going to be happy. Or man, you know, I'm not successful right now, but once I start making six figures, then I'll say I'm successful. Or, you know, man, I'm not really happy right now, but once I start meditating and just like feeling that flow, like then I'll be happy. And they obsess over those feelings of not being happy, not being successful, not being fit right now. And then they attach those goals to those finish lines. And I've never seen that work personally. You're essentially pushing your happiness further and further into the future. And in effect, in the present, you're allowing yourself to kind of just wallow in your own misery. You're allowing yourself to live this backwards law. And in the meantime, as you obsess over what you want, and then you make yourself in the present believe that you don't have it at all, that you're totally lacking, that you're falling behind, that you're lost. You know, that if you want more money, that right now you're a peasant, you're not successful at all, you're falling behind. That if you want to work on your appearance, your fitness, that right now you're just busted, you're a 2 out of 10. That if you just want to be happy and smile more in life, that right now you're miserable and you're not any of those things. Like that's what this is all about. And I think it actually kind of makes sense. Like we live this, we do this. The more that we want something, the more that we feel in the current, we lack it. You know, success, love, happiness, fulfillment, you name it. The more you feel, the more you feel that you're falling behind or that you're not living up to your potential. And that's frankly a pretty shitty feeling. But I think with a little bit of deliberate practice, we don't have to allow ourselves to default to this anymore. I think we have the ability to want something, to work towards something, but still feel great about ourselves, our worth in the present as we work towards those things. Right? I mean, what a waste of life it would be if we're just constantly wanting something and that in the interim while we work towards it, we feel like it's wasted time, that we're totally lacking right now. I think that is backwards. I think that is backwards. I think we're seriously letting ourselves down if we allow our minds, our souls, to constantly gravitate towards a place of feeling less or feeling desperate. I don't think we have to allow this to happen. I think we can set great goals. I think we can create great visions for who we want to become, what we want to accomplish, the love we want to experience, what we want to look like all those things. But that at the same time, we can love ourselves and appreciate what we have as we work towards it. We don't have to feel like we're less or that we're lacking so much. That's a lot of hype. But I think the way that we do this is through this idea of fika. It's F-I-K-A. It's a Swedish word. Fika, as I've learned, is a word that describes a basic practice that is a big part of every Swede's everyday life. And basically, fika just means to like have a coffee. But it's more than that. It's a moment. It's an opportunity. It's a practice to slow down and appreciate life. That's fika. It's a way to become more distant from stress, to become calm and removed for just a moment. And basically, this whole idea of fika is about slowing down. And I really like this. I've talked about slowing down before, but this practice of fika, of slowing down, I think is like, call it the antidote to this backwards law, this tendency again that we all have to be overwhelmed by our desire to become more, to have more, to be more successful. Fika, or I, you know, maybe the dude bro guy in me would just say, it's a chance to take a chill pill, dude, just a chance to relax. And I know it's generally bad advice to tell someone to relax, like when they're all worked up, or I think in the history of telling someone who's stressed out or angry or whatever to relax has never, ever worked. But I think in the context of our lives, where if we're honest with ourselves, we've developed this bad habit of overwhelming ourselves with feelings of not being enough, not having enough, falling behind, that advice of, yo, just relax, is actually appropriate advice and actually quite effective in my experience. I think it's time that we all start a practice of fika in our lives. And I'm not just talking theoretically here, and it's made a big difference. Like, my practice of fika is simply sitting in my chair in Chicago in my apartment that I've got overlooking the river, and literally just sitting there for 5 minutes. No coffee, you use sometimes coffee, but no phone, literally just sitting there. No house tunes like I normally would do, just your boy and his thoughts, or rather his observations. And I'll talk more about this in a second, but I think if you can push yourself to just be present in a moment every day, you'll realize something. If you can just take a moment and genuinely slow down, you'll realize something. And that's that your heart knows the truth. And oftentimes, in my experience, more often than not, your heart will tell you something that your head won't. Your head will tell you, again, that you need more, that you need better, that right now you're so far from having those things that you're lost, you're less, you're lacking, you don't have what you want. But your heart, on the other hand, will tell you something different if you let it talk in these moments of fika. I think your heart will tell you that in this moment, you have more than you realize. You have the gift of being alive, certainly. You have the gift of being able to set new goals, work towards them, the freedom to choose, the ability to dream and set visions for yourself. And that could do a lot for you in a moment of fika. And I'm very serious about this. I know this all sounds hokey and pie in the sky, but trust me, even as a dude who hasn't always been particularly deep or in touch with myself, like, you can do this and you can have it be an effective practice. You can listen to what your heart tells you, because again, it will tell you something different, something comforting that is the antidote, I think, to all these feelings you might have as a result of this backwards law that I'm talking about. Your heart knows the truth, and it will tell you in your life that your haves are so much more than your have-nots. You have more than you realize. The things you have, the moments you have, they're warmed and filled with beautiful emotions. Like, I don't know any other way to say it. And you should hold on to them, that your desire to be successful and happy and loved, all those things will come in time. But the moments you have until then are the ones worth focusing on. Those are the ones worth filling your heart and filling your mind with. They're the moments that make your life your life. And those feelings of not having, those feelings of being desperate to get to a point in your life where you've made it, those are motivating, certainly, and you shouldn't lose sight of them. But for now, you should allow this moment of fika to show you that there are moments that are worth focusing on. And you have the opportunity to use this fika practice to literally just reset your mind. And this isn't necessarily like a gratitude exercise where you sit down and just like list out all the things you're thankful for. I think, honestly, it's simpler than that. It's more, I would even say it's more passive than that. You don't have to give this much thought. Fika is just about slowing down for a moment. It's about putting your mind on pause and letting your heart do the talking. It's about recognizing that the reason you might feel so overwhelmed right now is because your head, your brain, your mind is in the clouds. And when your head is there, it's easy to forget the ground that you walk on, the everyday, the breath you take, the life that's going on around you. And those are things that your heart will remind you of. And that I've come to learn is what makes life life. Life is in the present. And Fika, I think, will offer you this perspective. It offers you the opportunity to just observe, to sit for 5 minutes and observe, just to feel, smell, see, sense everything, and find comfort in the simple things, in just what you're observing and what you're seeing and feeling, like simplicity. And I think in these moments of Fika, I always myself use them to affirm something. I affirm that I will not let my past consume me or the future make me anxious, that the moment, this moment of Fika is all that matters. And again, I know that this might not sound like much, but the more you do this, the more I'm confident you'll find those feelings of being less or falling behind, like they'll fade away. It's tough for me to describe this, which is why I'm leading so much on this idea of Fika. And I would really encourage you to do this. Try adding like a Fika moment to your calendar. In those moments, just 5 minutes, put everything down and just observe, like just stare. Like it might feel weird, just like literally just stare wherever you are and just let your thoughts drift in that moment and let them be present and just encourage yourself to just look, to smell, to feel. Your moment of Fika could be different from mine. It could be a walk. It could be in between sets at the gym. It could be anything. It's just a moment where all you do is observe and feel. And I think the more you do this, the more you'll realize that life, again, is now. It's not in those moments you've been dreaming about. Yes, those moments will be great and you should dream big and definitely hustle and motivate yourself. Please do that. But balance it with this practice of Fika, this practice of taking a chill pill. And you can call this mindfulness. I think that's probably what I'm describing here, of being present. But the more you give yourself permission to just be present, to just observe, the more I think you'll come to realize that, yes, you have room to grow, certainly. Yes, you know, you've got haters to prove wrong. Yes, you have untapped potential. But right now, you can find peace in slowing down. You can find peace in slowing down by reminding your brain that, yes, again, it's great to want more, to want certain emotions and milestones, but that your heart just wants to appreciate the moment. And that's what these moments of Fika can do. And I think you should try it. Give this a shot. Do it deliberately. It might feel weird at first, just sitting there, no phone, nothing, just like a real psycho, you know, like what do I do with my hands kind of feeling. But I'm telling you that over time, doing this every day consistently for just 5 minutes at a time will remind you that being present is the best opportunity you have to let your heart do the talking. And that is, I say this a lot, but that is your superpower. To get out of your head and into your heart, that's a superpower, because your heart will remind you that, you know, you judge yourself relative to time. You judge yourself because of your past, maybe something you did, something you didn't do. And you judge yourself because you have feelings of being anxious towards the future. But the present, a moment of Fika, of peace, you know, there's no longing, there's no lacking in the present, in a moment of just observing. And I think your heart will remind you of this, and it'll feel great. Honestly, you'll feel relaxed, you'll feel calm, at peace. It's like this cool confusion of meditation and just sitting there. Like it's passive, it's great. And I think you deserve those moments, because the more you do it, the more you'll start feeling that calm outside of those 5 minute moments of Fika. So I'd encourage you just to give it a shot. Start a daily practice of Fika to remind yourself that what matters isn't where you've been or even where you're heading. What matters is this moment right now that you have in front of you. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you found this valuable. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. Of course, as always, I'd love if you'd share this episode, share the podcast. It seriously makes my day when someone tells me they listen because a friend told them about the podcast. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until next episode, I'm out.